So, hello, and welcome back to the West Ham rant. Today isn't really much about West Ham. It's about, well, this game week. The games are going on right now, so this is just like reviewing every single game. So, to start it off, let's talk about Bournemouth 1, Man United 0. Now, I'm really liking how Bournemouth are playing and Eddie Howe in general. They are 7th in the table by recording. 1-0 against Man United isn't the best score you can get, but it is pretty good. Looking at the thing, Man U definitely deserved to win. They had 15 shots, but only 4 on target, which is laughable. It's just Man United. 58% possession isn't bad. A lot more passes. Better pass accuracy. Less fouls. There was 26 fouls in the whole game. Wow. 4 yellow cards were given out to Bournemouth. And 3 were given out to Man U. It was a hectic game. They had 10 corners. Now that is shocking. So, that's the first fixture. It's not looking well for Man United, considering the team they are. So, yeah. So, it's not looking good for West Ham United. We're in the 75th minute at this moment, and we're getting slapped around by 16th place in Newcastle. It is 3-1. We had just gone 74th minute from a Fabian Balbuena goal. Other scores consist Aston Villa 1, Liverpool 0, Arsenal 1, Wolves 0, Sheffield 3, Burnley 0, Brighton are leading Norwich, we're not in a good position, 1-0, and I'm really hoping Southampton can get a second against Man City. Man City 1, Southampton 1. Man City just getting a goal right now. And it is an equaliser for Wolves. Arsenal 1, Wolves 1. I am going to have a quick check who scored. It is Raul Jimenez. He has just scored. Damn it. Man City, the lucky buggers they are, have scored in the 87th minute to win them the game. Kyle Walker, to be fair, they have smash Southampton. They've got 25 shots compared to the 3. Yeah, they are 25 shots. Oh, well done. 3 on target. What does that mean? They have been dominating, but straight as I say that, like seconds after when I published the next part of it, Brighton are now 2-0 up against Norwich. Shane Duffy with a goal. Fair play, 84 minutes in. Oh my god, why are such good teams so lucky? 88 minutes in. Aston Villa 1, Liverpool 1. It always happens. Aston Villa, or a Premier League team, always start to win against Liverpool. Then Liverpool get a last minute lucky goal to send them to a draw. Andrew Robertson, 89 minutes in. Come on, we could do it. West Ham 2, Newcastle 3. Now, it's basically a dying hope at this point. But, who scored? Let's have a look. It is Robert Snodgrass in the 90th minute. If we could score the third, seconds before the full-time whistle, that would be so funny. So, games are finishing left, right and centre. We're in the 94th minute in the West Ham game. Sheffield and Burnley have just finished their game. I'm talking about that now. It's all going past the 90th minute, and I don't think West Ham could do it. And it's full-time around the board. Still debating if it's full-time at Liverpool. It's not telling me, but I'm just going to say it's full-time. And here are the fixtures. So, I've already talked about Bournemouth winning Man United. Arsenal drew to Wolverhampton Wanderers. That looks like an exciting game. Jimenez scoring a late goal, 76th minute, to send them the match. It looks like Arsenal are dominating, were dominating possession, but Wolves had a lot more shots and shots on target. Now, it's full-time in Liverpool versus Aston Villa. Looking at the stats, it was fair for possession, but Liverpool had 25-5 shots, but knowing Liverpool, they can't get a shot on target, and they only got 6 on target compared to their 25 radius. While it was 10-2 on corners, so it looked like quite a fair game, but a very, very late 2 goals secured Liverpool a very lucky victory against Aston Villa, which I'm still annoyed about. Brighton and Hove Albion played pretty boring game, and an integral game to Norwich City, with a really good 2-0 victory with Leonardo Trossard and Shane Duffy with the goals. Norwich are going to be dead last if Wolves don't pull it off against Chelsea, because they are only 2 points behind with nearly worse goal difference. Next up, we have Manchester City versus Southampton. So, it's 2-1. Another very big team scoring very late and being very lucky is Manchester City with a 2-1 victory against Southampton. In this case, Man City did dominate the possession, to be fair to him. The funny statistic, they had 26 shots but only 4 shots on target. And then, oh my god, what? Man City had 17 corners, which I never knew was possible. And then Sheffield, voice crack, bit smashed Burnley 3-0 in the biggest game. It was a very boring game. Nobody really cared about it. But Lundstrom, centre-back, I'm pretty sure he's the captain, yeah? He scored a 2 pretty early goals. So 3 early goals for Sheffield sent themselves 3-0 up. Burnley actually got the possession, but Sheffield United were a lot better in the statistics. While a very unlucky game for West Ham, they could have got a third. As you can see, West Ham dominating possession, getting a nice 69% possession, 17 shots, 6 on target. So we really dominated the match. But Newcastle, looking at the statistics, apart from 31% possession, didn't do bad. But we were the team who dominated, but we sadly didn't get a late one, as it is 3-2. So, the match coming up is Watford versus Chelsea. I'm honestly hoping Watford can make it, because I really despise Norwich, and they're just a boring team. Looking at it, we've got Pulisic, Mount, Willian, yeah, and just like Chelsea as well, so I'm hoping big for Watford, but I just don't think it'll happen. The match is tomorrow. Let's have a look. Crystal Palace versus Leicester, and Everton versus Tottenham. So we're 20 minutes away from the Chelsea-Watford match, and I'm having a look at the fixtures coming up to 14th of December. Not looking good. So we started off with Burnley versus West Ham next match. Yeah, we'll be able to win that. Tottenham versus West Ham, exciting derby, maybe we can win. Chelsea versus West Ham, another derby. Ooh. Wolves versus West Ham, No. So, there's 3 derbies in the space of, 3 weeks. So, we've got West Ham, Tottenham, then we've got Chelsea, West Ham, then we've got Wolves and West Ham. I think we might win, you never know. West Ham versus Arsenal, which is not really going to end that well. Hopefully it does. And then Southampton versus West Ham, which could be easy. So, just looking at that later on. Yeah. So, the Chelsea-Watford match has started after that shocking game week. We have the last match for today.
Oh my God. It is Watford 0, Chelsea 1. So far is only 6 minutes, so we don't have much to go off of. But Tammy Abraham has got the goal. Watford are off to a bad start. They're trailing by Chelsea, which puts Chelsea in... Let's see. Which put Chelsea in a position of third place. So, yeah, it's looking good. Chelsea are looking very, very dangerous. I'm sitting down at the TV, my cat and dog, and they've had quite a couple corners sweeping past couple minutes. We're 20 minutes in. Watford, they're on the attack on the opposite way. Danafeu, but Kovacic gets it back. Watford really, really nearly scored in the 25th minute. They were on a counter-attack, but Kurt Zouma was the man to bring it back. Talk about Watford. They're back on the ball into the Chelsea half. Looking pretty dangerous. Can they do it? Live from the living room. Let's see. Oh my God, we've got a good one. Emerson just gets there. Is that a corner? It is a goal kick. I'm not sure if that's confirmed, but who knows. And it is going to be... Oh my God! Watford are lurking in Chelsea's box at this point. 27 minutes in. From last time's 25. They are looking to get a goal here. Dule Doucouré, he hits it at the face of the Chelsea defender and they put it out. I'm back in my room because I've got me some chicken nuggets and chips. So I'm going to keep refreshing the scoreline. I'll tell you if there's any goals or anything has happened at half time. I'll do a little review of it. The review of the game, and we'll carry on from there. So it's half time and there's nothing much to report. It's still 1-0. Chelsea are still dominating the match. If Chelsea win this, they will stay at third place, right behind Manchester City. But if Watford come back and win, let's say 2-1, they will climb to 18th. No, they will climb to 18th on 8 points, 2 points behind Everton. As they would climb ahead of Southampton, who are actually on the same goal difference. So this could be an integral match for Watford. Just to report, the second half has started. I will be flicking through my phone, refreshing the page every so seconds, just to see how the game goes on. My prediction for the second half is probably going to be Chelsea getting another one or two, maybe like 3-1. Yeah. And it has happened. On fire, Christian Pulisic, who scored a hat-trick while I was away at London, watching West Ham v Sheffield. He has done it, and now it is 2-0. Chelsea 2, Watford 0. 55 minutes in. See ya. I'm listening to a thing on TV, and Watford have got a penalty. Gerard Danafeu is the taker. Let's have a look. Oh my God! It's in! It is Chelsea 2, Watford 1. They are coming back. Watford could get a second and make it 2-2. Let's see how he goes. Watford's Gerard Danafeu has just scored a penalty live here. So, it is full time and this will be the last bit for today. Now, Chelsea ended up winning 2-1. At half time, it was 1-0 Chelsea. I expected it to be 2 or 3-0. It was 2-0 in the 55th minute from a Gerard... No, not Gerard Danafeu. Pulisic goal, which sent themselves 2-0 up. And quite late on in the game, about 80th minute, 70th, about that, Gerard Danafeu scored a penalty, as I said before. So that is full time for today. I will be reporting Tottenham versus Everton and any other games on tomorrow. So,
hello, it's me from tomorrow, and it is half an hour until the Crystal Palace versus Leicester game. Now, I came into this match thinking Leicester will absolutely smash Crystal Palace, but we're having a look at the teams which put out. Leicester are putting up, like, nearly their best team. Their defence is a bit with Chilwell, Soyuncu, Johnny Evans and Pereira. We've still got Kasper Schmeichel in goals. And Didi is in centre defensive midfielder. We've got Harvey Barnes, James Maddison, Yuri Tielemans and Azoiz Perez. And up front we've got Jamie Vardy. On the bench we've got James Justin, Wes Morgan, Demi Gray, Mark O'Brien, Danny Ward, Iheanacho, Kelechi Iheanacho and Payet. So, I think they're playing definitely their full-strength squad. But same as Crystal Palace. In goal, we've got Guaita. Three out of four of their defenders are lacklustre, with Ward, Tompkins and Cahill. We've got Patrick Van Aanholt on the right. Zaha on the left midfield or left wing, with Jeffrey Schlupp on the other side. Checo Kuyate, Luka Miljovic and MacArthur in midfield, and Jordan Ayew up front. On the bench, we've got players like Max Meyer, Benteke, Camarasa. They've got good players on the bench, to be fair. They do have players like Max Meyer, their new signing. Don't know who I'd replace him for, to be fair, because I don't really look at the Crystal Palace lineup every week. Victor Camaras is on the bench. I heard he's pretty good, isn't he? He was at Cardiff, weren't he? He should be starting, I'd say, in MacArthur. And then we've got, I think this is the right decision, but we've got Christian Benteke on the bench. For Jordan Ayew. Jordan Ayew has been pretty bad so far, while Everton vs Tottenham is at 4:30, so it's in 3 hours from now and 2.5 hours from the Crystal Palace vs Leicester match. Yeah, so I probably won't document any of the game because I can't, so I'll do the full time rant a couple of minutes after, see how much. When I get back, I'll be checking the scores. So gotta go out to golf. I'll be checking the scores on the way, just to check if anyone scores or not. It's starting in a couple minutes. So, yeah, I predict Leicester 2, Crystal Palace 2. And it is 1-0 in the 57th minute. 58th minute to be precise. Time is ticking and Kalgar Soyuncu gets the goal for Leicester City. Looking at the sides, I was about to post one about Leicester dominating the match, and they have got a goal. Leicester City 1, Crystal Palace 0. It is 2-0 Leicester City, 88 minutes into the match. Jamie Vardy scores again to send Crystal Palace a loss. Right on the verge of full time, which has happened a lot today and yesterday. So, yeah, Leicester City 2, Palace 0. So, it is full time in the Crystal Palace Leicester City match. It's 2-0. To be fair, I didn't really expect it. I sort of expected Leicester to win, but I said it was 2-0. Looking at it, Crystal Palace were better than better in the second half where they were in the first half. They conceded 2 in the second. Leicester didn't dominate possession, but they got 56%. They had 14 shots. Crystal Palace had 12, 5 on target. Palace had 3.
So it was all around good game in the Palace Leicester. That puts Leicester third place and Palace ninth. Huh. Okay. I am going to check the Everton score now. Not the Everton score, the Everton versus Tottenham Hotspur fixture, which is in half an hour. Let's go have a little look at this. Okay. So don't know where Hugo Lloris is. Gazinga, Ben Davies, Alvarez, Davinson Sanchez, Ovie, Ndombele, Sissoko, Son, Ali, Eriksen, and Lucas Moura. Harry Kane is nowhere to be seen. Giovanni Lo Celso. This is a poor Tottenham side. Well, Everton aren't playing. I think that's their best squad. If it is, that's a bit laughable. No, it's not. On their bench, they have Keefe Sigerson, Moise Keane. This could tell if Tottenham get sacked. No, not Tottenham get sacked. Marcus Silva gets sacked. Ingold, Pickford, defence, Sidibe, Holgate, Yerry Mina and Dijne. Not good defence. Midfield, Andre Gomez and Fabian Delph. And then centre attacker mid, Tom Davies. I haven't heard of him in a while. Theo Walcott, Iwobi and Ricardison to put up a decent strike force. I'd say it's 2-0 or 3-0 to Spurs, but you never know with Spurs. So yeah. And it's live. Tottenham Hotspur go 1-0 up on Everton. Nobody really doubted Tottenham to go over Everton. I thought it could have been a close game, but Dele Alli, wow, in the 63rd minute, manages to get a goal. Tottenham Hotspur 1, Everton 0. So, we're in the 79th minute, and there's no sign of improving for Everton, as Tottenham Hotspur have just been even better. But, Everton will only have to face 10 men, Everton, as in the 79th minute, Heung-Min Son has been sent off. It's 1-0, whoop-dee-doop, in 12 minutes of extra time. He scored, can't be bothered to check. Who's good? 1, Spurs, 1. So, full-time, 1-0 was the score on Everton. Tottenham Hotspur. I'm not happy with Tottenham doing anything because I hate Tottenham, but I hate Everton twice as more. 96th minute, was it? 97th minute? 97th, I'd say. Senktosen scored. It looked like Tottenham were the better team. Everton looked more threatening. Tottenham had the most possession. Overall, this was a weird, weird game week. It's puzzling, but, you know, stuff happens. Stuff happens. Not the most exciting of game weeks. Actually, it was really exciting, but not the most, not happy with how it went. Obviously, I'm a West Ham. I ain't a West Ham fan. I'm not happy at all. But, I really hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing the podcast, but hopefully next week's will get a lot better. I'm going to school tomorrow, so I won't really enjoy that. So, thank you. See you later.